It's a great pleasure to have my next two guests in studio. They are some, well, world-renowned artists, really, in many respects. A father and daughter duo, Jedess and David Hudson. Now, they're launching a new exhibition. Very, very exciting. A new exhibition called Ancient Voices, New Beginnings, be held at Bailey Crystalbrook. And it opens next Friday, April the 8th. What a great pleasure to have you both in studio. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin, for having us.
Thanks for being in. Very exciting. Is it the first time that as father and daughter you've exhibited together?
That's correct.
Wow. And how did it come about? Whose idea was it?
We had some discussions at the end of last year with Crystalbrook and the team who thought it would be a really great idea for us to exhibit for April, May sort of tour sessions. Mm-hmm. And they've seen Dad and I, we did a collaboration piece for Tourism Tropical North Queensland a couple of years ago and saw us on stage, and they thought that it would be a great opportunity for us to do something together. So they seem to be quite captured.
And David, is there any competition? You know, you're worried about the younger generation.
Of course.
Yeah, hey, bit of competition there?
Not at all. No, it's one of those things where my art pieces are traditional but contemporary. So I think what Jedess's pieces have is that traditional element as well, but she has her own style, and that's great to see.
And so will we see pieces from, individual pieces from both of you? Did you work on any paintings together? What can people expect when they walk through the exhibition there at Bailey?
I'll tell you what I've done. I've, because I make didgeridoos, not all trees are hollowed right through, which means you've got to do a fair bit of work to clean them out, fill up all the holes and the cracks. Those are what I call my didgeridon'ts.
Yes.
So I turn those didgeridon'ts into spirit posts now.
Right.
So I decorate them up, and I decorate them, I carve, I do some wood burnings, and I dress them up so they become, they're standing tall and straight again, and they've got more life to it. So
more sculpture.
Yeah, more sculpture to it. And so it's not just a wood pile to be burnt. They've actually been they're resurrected and they're standing tall and straight again, and you'll like them.
And you, Jedess, what sort of style can we expect from you?
I'm doing mainly acrylic on canvas,
yep.
Which is sort of my usual sort of style. I'm doing about 10 to 15 original canvases.
Wow, okay.
With some of them being 2 meters big.
Wow.
And probably the smallest 1.2. So they're quite substantial canvases that I've been working on in the past 8 weeks. So, but I've also, with the Ancient Voice New Beginnings, I guess the Ancient Voice is sort of Dad and the New Beginnings is sort of us as we kind of come together and collaborate. But it's also about kind of reigniting some of those traditional kind of elements that Dad sort of uses in his paintings, you know, with some dancing figures and things like that. So I guess with contemporary Aboriginal art, is that, you know, with the stuff that we kind of see now on social media, you know, it's sort of everywhere. You know, everyone's collaborating with a lot of, you know, artists around Australia, which is really great to see. But it's kind of trying to focus on what that unique kind of look and feel is when people see and kind of get a sense of what that identity is of the artist. So this particular exhibition is something that I've tried to be, you know, working on what is that unique style and flavour that we can kind of bring together for the Cairns community, but then also for people around Australia who, you know, might be tuning in and being able to see it when they come and visit.
Now, David, for you as a father, talk to us about, I mean, you must be so proud to see Jedess, you know, come through. She's been an artist for a number of years, of course, but, you know, how does it make you feel as a dad to see your daughter becoming such an accomplished artist?
Look, it's important to me because, you know, growing up, Jedess had a first-hand experience with culture. You know, we both come from Hudson side, which is savannah country, out towards, that's Uruman country. So it's out towards, you know, Lava Tubes, Undara, Tullaroo Hot Springs, Georgetown, Mount Surprise, all those places. And on my mother's side, we're Yalanji descendants, so that's up towards, you know, Western Yalanji, which is Quinkin rock art. So to see her doing styles that she's grown up with, it's very important. You know, young people have to learn off the traits, otherwise it's lost.
It'll be lost forever.
You know, and we are in Cairns, but then they forget that, you know, just because we're in a city doesn't mean there's no culture here. The culture's always in our backyards. And so for Jedess to be doing these art pieces on canvas or on wood or so on. That's vitally important, just to retain the culture, keep it alive, and keep your and know your identity. That's important.
Where what's the state of play with Indigenous art? Is it still? It kind of had a big surge of popularity in the US, the United States, and Europe. Of course, it's still big. Has COVID impacted the international market? What's the state of play in terms of Indigenous art?
I think you know, being in tourism as well, you know, yes, people haven't been coming to Cairns or with their travels and flights, et cetera, et cetera. But once again, just because there's no visitors coming doesn't mean the culture's gone. You know? Our culture will always be here. It'll always be retained. And, you know, I go to America at least once a year. I haven't been in 2 or 3 years now. But I can tell you now, people in America still love Australia. They want to know about the Aboriginal culture. And when they come here, we give them the opportunity to actually speak to an Aboriginal person, you know, Torres Strait Islander person, and then actually go out onto country. So if somebody wants to learn how to make a didgeridoo, for example, or a boomerang, those opportunities are there. So I do a lot of cultural facilitating workshops, and it's important for me to take visitors out onto country so they get a feel of what it's like to be out there walking on country, walking into a lava tube, for example, making a fire, and just smelling the embers that burn. That's important to me, and that's why I think it's been instilled into Jadess.
You don't get that type of experience in a lot of places in Australia. So the opportunity for tourism and for art is huge in our part of the world.
I tell people I've got the largest seashell collection in the world. It's called the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty big collection. What about you, Jadess, as a relatively young and up-and-coming artist, do you see, you know, potential internationally for your work? Are there those avenues there, certainly, that your dad has walked down in the past?
Absolutely. I think the opportunity and exposure that Australia is now taking notice a little bit more. I would say the Australian public on a national level, perhaps in the last 3 years, you know, through COVID, has really started to boom. And I see that on social media because I'm obviously, you know, creating content all the time. And it's so easy now for people to, you know, discover what, you know, they're good at and be able to sell that online. You really have to be quite tech savvy in order to kind of stay relevant to, you know, your followers and your online community. So the need to kind of not be here or to travel has kind of worked in favors and has kind of killed some businesses. But in a way, for me, I don't need to be in a particular space. Being at home,
you've
and, you know, being locked down
fingertips
to me is like, you know, what more could you kind of ask for?
Yeah.
It kind of forces me to kind of, you know, get on with some of those projects I've kind of been avoiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the endless opportunities as well, especially in the last 2 years, national brands taking notice and wanting to kind of collaborate. You know, Office Works and Witchery, you know, all these sorts of fashion things, I think for artists kind of coming through, there's so much more opportunity for us to, you know, get that exposure that we probably haven't had before, and for people to kind of really take notice and actually engage in our culture has been really amazing to see.
Will the works be available for purchase there at Bailey?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they will be.
There you go. Okay, so bring your checkbooks, bring your wallets.
Yep.
That's it.
The exhibition launches next Friday, and how long can people see it for there at Bailey?
It'll be on from April all the way through to May.
Okay, so you've got a couple of months.
Yeah, just before we go, just to make things even worse with work-wise,
yes,
the following week, Jadess gets married.
Oh, yeah. There
so
you go.
So don't have too much on.
So
congratulations, first of all. So it's a bit of a celebration, exhibition launch, new marriage, very exciting.
Looking forward to the end
good
of
good timing.
April.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jadess Hudson and David Hudson, father and daughter. Congratulations on the new exhibition. We can't wait to see it at Bailey Crystalbrook. Thanks for your time
on
the King Review today.
Cheers.